It's a very powerful verse. And you notice Shantideva doesn't console himself with the notion of rebirth. He definitely believed in rebirth. We know this, as many Buddhists do. And sometimes, you know, people talk about rebirth as sort of consolation, you know, that, well, you know, in my next life, as though we, as we are now, are just going to go on and on. But he doesn't do that. Here, we're presented with something raw. Shantideva is facing up to the actual feeling, the existential situation, as you contemplate death. You end, I end. Beyond that, actually, we know nothing. Death is the great mystery. We do not know what happens after death. Which means, of course, if we don't know what happens when we die, then life itself is a great mystery. What do we do with it? So I think this is the first thing we need to do, to work the bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, into ourselves. We need to ask ourselves the question, what am I doing with my life? What is my life for? What is life for if it ends in death? If it takes place in the shadow of death? This could sound morbid, it could sound heavy. Actually, it's neither. It's just facing the actual facts of our situation. As the great Dogen says, impermanence is a fact before our eyes. Dogen says, you don't have to kind of conjure up any fancy philosophy or anything like that. It's right here and now. We're born in the morning and we die in the evening. Reflecting like this has such a tonic effect, I find. So much of what I get bothered by, what I get concerned about, what I get wound up about, is really utterly superficial, completely unrelated to the basic facts of life and death. You know, I'll notice this sometimes. I'm off on something, some concern, some irritation, some anxiety. And when you kind of look at it in the light of life and death, you think, what a waste.